Welcome back to episode number 72 of Off the Field Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not looking at a green screen. That is a real beach. Mobo is in Tulum, Mexico.
Look at that. You just saw the sand, right?
Yes, sir.
No green screen here.
So, how is it? How has your vacation been?
You know what? It's been awesome. We've been eating, tanning. I'm basically living the life of Patrick Starr.
Yeah. Man, yeah, I can already tell this is going to be one hell of an episode to edit. I really, really can't wait. Like, I'm not in excitement. Like, I like the fact that I don't want to edit this. But
is anyway, it going to lag this?
Yeah. Let's just let you take the reins right here. How are you feeling? How's the trip been?
You know what? I'm feeling really good. It's been very chaotic within my cousins and my buddy that came. So right now, Manny does not have a phone. My cousin lost his phone at the pyramids.
Beautiful.
And like half the group that I'm with are completely sunburned by now. I've been doing nothing but using sunscreen. And I honestly think these vodka lemonades are helping a lot with the heat. I'm going to tell you right now, Ozzy, it is 99 with 102% humidity. It is insane here, dude. It's so thick. Like, I would show my chest, but I don't think anybody on YouTube wants to see that. Like, I'm talking pellets of sweat every single day here. It's like a detox at this point.
That sounds swampy, musky, and disgusting, but also beautiful at the same time.
It is, because you get into the water and you think it's going to be freezing cold like back home. And no, dude, it is warm as hell. It threw me off completely. I was very, very shocked.
So besides channeling your inner beach Ken, what have you been doing there in Mexico?
So we've already gone through, we just got back today from the ruins of Tulum, where the old ancient Mayans used to live, and kind of just, we saw their way of life. I mean, it's kind of insane to see how, it's weird because they say that they weren't small, but a lot of the buildings and the foundations that they were used and make is just, it's tiny, bro. Like, these people were probably 3 feet, 4 feet. And then on top of that, they've showed us, dude, we had gone, our first excursion, I'll go down the list. Our first excursion was Chichen Itza. It's one of the ancient Mayan pyramids. Beautiful, bro. You walk up to it. The bad part is you can't go up it at all anymore, because back then they used to. But I guess because of people prior to the pandemic, they started doing graffiti on the wall. They started writing letters, names, dates, all the bullshit. And it kind of ruined the fun for everybody. So the Mexican government said, you know what? Nobody is allowed anymore up or within the pyramids. So that was kind of a bummer. But one of the cool things, and I'll make sure to send it to you, was if you stand at the very front, at the base, you know how some of the pyramids have snake heads at the very bottom?
Or jaguars or all kinds of animals, honestly.
Yeah, no, it's a lot.
Yeah.
What's sick is that if you stand in front of the wall and or at the very bottom base of the pyramid facing north, we had a group of people just all together clap loud as hell, dude. Just 1, 2, 3, and you hear a bird call roar through the entire like field. It's insane. And apparently that's how they used to call people to go eat back in the day. Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. There was that. They called it, I think it was the Pillars of 1,000 Warriors. And it was somebody who stood at one very same exact spot for 584 days straight, counting where the sun would rise until it resets.
Jeez.
It's very technical shit. So, like, the Mayans believed a lot in math. Now, a lot of their math didn't make sense, at least at first, but it somehow lines up from the Mayan calendar up to the Gregorian calendar that we use now. So, I guess the calendar that we use now, I mean, it is 12 months, but their calendar, I believe, was 18 months, and each day was 30 days, with, I think, 2 days being, like, they weren't part of a month. It was more of like a kind of like a median, I would say. That was phenomenal to see, just the history, the ruins. I'm obviously bummed I can't go to the top and scream off the field podcast, go subscribe and like. I mean, I'm mad I can't say that. But we did Chichen Itza, and then from there we had gone to a cenote. Cenote, basically, for the viewers, is an underground body of water within a cave or a cavern. And usually, if it's a really old cenote, it'll have a bunch of stalagmites and sometimes stalactites. Or stalactites, sometimes stalagmites.
Uh-huh.
It's rare to see stalagmites just because it is the body water. Crazy thing is, too, is that there could be fresh water completely, or it could be a mix of salt and fresh water, which I didn't know. And one of the caverns that we had gone, or one of the cenotes that we went to after the pyramids, I think was 60 feet from the water that you get in. So they're massive, dude. It's huge. I'll send you the video. It looks insane. Like we're talking Cody Ko blue ass water inside of a rock.
Beautiful. And I think we all want to know, how is the thumb holding up? We can see the cast on for the visual listeners.
I'll be honest, it's treating me pretty well. I'm grateful that my medicine is working and the thumb's really not hurting. I haven't had any issues with it. I've been taking it very, very easy. I mean, I'm still not really using my left hand at all. When I'm swimming, I'm legit like putting all my body weight on my right hand. So I'm probably going to be ripped the shit when I go back. I'm going to be looking like Steven Kness on one side. But what was that? After that, we had gone to another cenote, and that one was cool because, well, it was cool, but it sucked because we couldn't take our phones inside. It was almost completely like submerged. Like we would have gone under if we had paid for like the scuba diving portion of it, which is kind of crazy because like you can just swim right through like the underground tunnel and end up in another spot. But we couldn't take our phones, but we got some pictures in there, and I'll make sure to get them to you there. So we've done that, and then today was the ruins that we went to go visit. So we saw
Nice.
that, we saw the castle, and apparently the mines in every single like settlement that the groups would live in, there would always be a prestigious castle slash like congregating area would be a way to describe it. But honestly, guys, overall, beautiful. I highly recommend visiting here. I'm currently staying at a resort called La Bahia Principe. I think it translates to the Baja Prince. I don't know.
Yeah, I
Kind
know
of a cook
that
that when it comes to
feeling
Spanish.
of not being able to go up the pyramid, because when we went to the sun and moon, it was the same thing. You used to be able to walk up it, but not anymore because somebody ruined it for everybody. So, yeah.
What I will say this for the future of the Riviera Maya is that it's going to be a hot spot for a lot of tourism soon, because I am seeing that like light speed rail that they're building that you can probably take from Cancun up through all these different parts. Because dude, it's massive. I mean, you know Mexico, but it's just there's so much shit to do that you don't even know. It's insane.
And I will say to the listeners, bear with us today. The audio sometimes is cutting out, but for the majority, it's good. So there will be those rare instances. Just bear with off the field. And let's also talk about how I'm in the studio alone today. It feels very weird. Like I've never had it just to me. Usually Mobo is here. It's just me and him, or I'm zooming with a guest and Mobo or something, but just being here by myself feels so odd. And we
It should feel
will.
like you're filming a video.
Yeah, basically. I
Should
will
feel
say though, I am about to embark on Mexico City year three, and one of these days we have to get you for Mexico City year one.
I know. I gotta go back to my roots. That's actually where my pop's family is from, Lefe. And he used to tell me all about it. And even my mom tells me, you need to go. So I need to go back. I need to get there. I've only been to the very top and so far the beaches of Mexico. So I gotta go into the city and I gotta go.
Let's do a little around the horn and weekly home run pick update. Both of
Let's
us
do it.
predicted correctly last week. You
Yes,
went
sir.
with the kind of out of the ballpark pick with Nolan Shanwell, and it hit. And I was there to see it hit.
I was already here, and I remember texting you. I saw the highlight of their past. There's a sports bar here at
Oh,
the hotel,
nice.
so I've been seeing a bit of games. I was catching the Celtics game yesterday,
Oh,
but I
nice.
left off right at the second half.
Nice. And I picked Aaron Judge. He went crazy. He homered like three times last week. And for
Jesus.
this week, to stay on the trend of you being in Mexico, I'm going to pick Isaac Paredes. He is from Mexico. I'm going to do that to
Ooh.
honor you and the Mexico trip.
Thank you, man. I'm gonna pick Shohei Ohtani to honor nobody. I'm just picking Ohtani because he's gonna destroy at least seven baseballs this week. I'm calling it right now.
All right. I love when we get to come on here and talk our Halos.
Now I got.
Yes, what? Go ahead as you slurp down your drink.
I didn't mean to cut you off right there. It was a little laggy, but I gotta ask, who do you got in the finals between Dallas and Boston? Because I mean, it looked like a really close game yesterday. I honestly don't know the outcome.
I
I don't
don't
know
want
who
to.
won yesterday.
I don't want to dive too deep into it. I will say I want the Mavericks, but I think we should save that for next week because I think it'll be over by next week. So that way we can dive full into the finals because I'm almost positive it will be completely over by next week.
Okay. We'll leave it then.
All right. So I love when we get to come on here and talk about our Halos in a good light. Logan Ohapi hit the craziest walk-off I've seen yesterday. And my whole outfit is basically centered around the topics of the pod. I'm wearing my Cabbage Patch t-shirt. I'm wearing my Mexico City Diablos hat. So, Ohapi hits one high towards the left field foul pole. We're tied 7-7, ninth inning. And former Angel Trey Cabbage appears to have robbed it. No.
Yeah.
He had it. He hit the wall. He dropped it. Went over the fence, making it a walk-off home run. That was wild. And I know you saw it, correct?
Yeah, I did. I remember seeing the highlight with Ohapi just at first base. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
We're good? All right, we're
Yeah.
good. We're good. We're good.
Yeah. It took a minute.
Oh God, it was awesome.
And of course, that game, I was not at that game. And I had been going to like six games in a row. And that's the one game I don't go to. But damn, man. Also, these fun traveling MLB games are back. The London series, Bryce Harper, Phillies, and the Mets were playing over there this year. And we saw the Phillies cruise to a victory in game one with Harper hitting that soccer celly. Did you see that with him sliding on the knees?
I did not. That sounds incredible.
He was wearing a hot mic, so he hit a home run. As he was running back to the dugout, he slides on his knees. He's all hype and he goes in the dugout and he goes, "I love soccer." And then he just keeps going. And
Hell?
then, yeah. And then game two ended in dramatic fashion. The Mets won that one with a double play, not in the typical fashion. Bases loaded, little tapper in front of home
Yeah.
plate. Catcher picks it up, steps on it, fires to first, game over. So,
Oh, that's sick. I know
and
the
it.
runner at first is probably heated. He probably took a sweet time getting there too.
Oh, it was
Oh,
Castellanos, Nick Castellanos.
and there's a deep drive.
But yeah, they were treated to two good games out there. And that got me thinking with all these special event MLB games, if you could pick one, which would you want to attend? We have the London series, the Mexico City series, the Field of Dream game, the Rick Wood Field game, which is going to be introduced this year, which is like an MLB game at the oldest operating field, I believe, in the US. The
I was about to say, I
Japan,
don't recognize that one at all.
it's new this year. I wanted to go to it, but it's on my birthday. So it was either go to that and probably either just me or nobody or one person will be able to go and celebrate or stay here and celebrate with a lot of people. So I chose that. And then we have the Japan series and the Korea
Yeah.
series. So if I had to pick one to give you some time to think about it, I would want to do Field of Dreams. I'm bummed that I didn't do either of the first two, and now they're kind of revamping it. I've heard they're adding and building things around it to make it better, and it will come back eventually. But I hope so, because I would love to do that.
Field of Dream was just sick. I remember when they first introduced it, I was blown away. I mean, it looks so peaceful. It looks so perfect,
Yeah.
just perfectly placed. But I would say, personally, I'm gonna give it to the Japan series. I would love to see a game there, especially knowing how hardcore, as we've talked about before on the pod, how hardcore Japanese players go. I mean, I want to see them ball, whether it's our teams or it's our team against them. I mean, it's gonna be a great time no matter what. And halfway across the country, I would
Yeah.
say either Japan for sure. If not, the second, probably Korea. And then the
Yeah.
third, I would put Mexico City.
Yeah.
Because baseball Mexico looks lit.
Yeah, I'm hoping because when I'm going to Mexico towards the end of August, it is going to be playoff baseball. So I'm crossing my fingers that the Diablos have a home game for playoff baseball because they're making the playoffs. They are currently 10 games ahead of the second place team. So it's pretty much a guarantee that they will be in playoffs. It's just a matter of will they be playing a home playoff game when I'm there. And
Yeah.
with Japan, I agree. The atmosphere, amazing, lit. But I feel like I'd rather see two of Japan's teams take on each other than an MLB matchup, I feel. Because I feel like the fans are more invested and rowdier if it's two Japan teams.
I see where you're coming from. That's how I kind of feel. That's why I was thinking about it at first, because obviously it'd be sick to watch, like, let's say for example, like an Angels Dodger game, though. But then at the same time, you could see like the Fighters versus the Giants, and that'd be probably crazy, you
Yeah,
know.
ex
Let's
exactly.
see where you're coming from with that one.
While we're still discussing baseball, I want to address All-Star voting is open, and I want everybody listening to vote for Luis Rengifo. I've been blessed with some great opportunities from people in Rengifo's circle, and he deserves it. He's having a career year. He has been great defensively, and he's batting .312. And I'll read off the rest of my ballot. Going American League, we have Ryan Mountcastle, Michael Massey, Rengifo, Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, Stephen Kwan, Juan Soto, Adley Rutschman, and Kevin Pillar. And I especially want those votes for Kevin Pillar as well. Career resurgence. And then on the NL, it is
Yes, sir.
Bryce Harper, Luis Arraez, Alec Bohm, Mookie Betts, Brandon Marsh, Jerickson Profar, Christian Yelich, Wilson Contreras, or sorry, not Wilson, William Contreras, his brother, and Shohei
Oh,
Ohtani. So, yeah, All-Star voting's open. Let us know down below three players, if you could only pick three that you'd vote for to send to the All-Star game. I'm picking Rengifo and Pillar. I mean, come on. And then, you know what? Give it to Brandon Marsh, too, because you know how much I love Brandon. I hate that we traded him. What about you? Three players that if you could only pick three to send to the All-Star game, like it's a guarantee.
I'm doing Rengifo, Pillar. Got to do that right off the bat. No doubting that whatsoever. Third. Honestly, I'll say Judge, just because I want to see him like absolutely piss the ball like 2 feet.
It would be kind of
That's
poetic because it's in Texas this year, and that's where he broke the record for the single season home runs like 2 years ago. So
See,
that'd be
this guy
pretty
gets
cool.
it.
Yeah,
It'd be sick.
it would be. And I have put this in motion in my videos, but I'm going to say it on the podcast too. If Kevin Pillar finishes the season batting over 300, I will buy a Kevin Pillar Angels jersey. And I didn't think I'd ever say that.
This guy sounds like me when I wanted to get a Syndergaard jersey. We had him for the year, and I mean, I would have kept him, but he wanted to go fall apart in LA.
Yeah. And another thing that happened recently in my vlogs, I participated in the Angels Pac-Man race, which is like an in-between inning entertainment thing they do. Sometimes it's physical and you actually race Pac-Man. And a majority of the time, it's on the scoreboard and you just cheer. So I was really hoping it was the physical one. It was not. But how it happened, we were going to see Javi. He was working this day. And yes, he does work at Angel Stadium. The comments have caught on to that by now.
They're gonna
And
do watch Angels tickets start to go up in price now because they're gonna want to from hobby.
yeah, that's going to be the reason why. It's how we're going to get our money back. He wanted to see Little Kershaw in Angels jersey because Little Kershaw lost a bet with you guys, the subscribers, the viewers. You guys got to the light goal, which meant he had to wear an Angels jersey to a game. Javi wanted to see it. And on the way to see Javi, I saw them holding
Yeah.
all the Pac-Man stuff, the Angel girls, the Angel Spirit Squad. And I was like, you guys need somebody for the Pac-Man race? And they kind of like were a little rude at first. They were like, and they just laughed and walked by. And I was like, all right, whatever. And then we kept walking and they
What
were.
did?
We kept walking and they were like, wait, do you guys actually want to do it? We need three people. And we're like, all right. So we did it. I was Blinky. I was the ghost. Kirsch was the rally monkey. And then our boy Tyler was Pac-Man. And it was honestly kind of fitting because Lil Kirsch was there doing his bet, and he won the race. So I wasn't even mad.
Jersey, the jersey gave him power. He had the salmon on, right? I remember watching
Yeah,
that episode.
he had the Tim Salmon jersey. Honestly, Ty Guy and I thought he was going to choose the trout, the white trout. We were pretty shocked when he chose the Tim Salmon, honestly. But he did look
You
better
know what?
in the white trout, not gonna lie.
He looked better in the trout. I think the throwback fit him perfect, to be honest. I mean, he's got the
Nah.
big bushy ass like perm going. I think it fits the aesthetic sick. That's
He
all I'm gonna
only
say.
You heard his reason why he did it. It was the one that had the most blue, so it was the closest to the
Blue.
Dodgers. But throughout all that, I've
What a
been going on the field. Last week I went ham, bro. I mean, Tony and I were going to games constantly. My new homie Shannon and I were making it out there a lot. And one of the times I met Cole Tucker, which is Vanessa Hudgens' husband, and I gotta say, he
Yeah.
is the nicest dude. And if I could compare him to anybody that I've met down there, he has Brett Phillips energy 100%. And if you're a baseball fan, you know what that means. So, you know, right?
He wants somebody who's going to be cheering him on, not anybody really causing any problems. I mean, that's what Brady was to us. It was a good time. Played his heart
Yeah.
out.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have Brett anymore, but we basically got Brett Phillips 2.0 with Cole Tucker. I'll tell you. He doesn't really get the attention like Brett Phillips did, but just from meeting him that one time, I was like, oh my God, this guy's like the same kind of energy, built from the same Legos or whatever you want to say. But immediately when he came out of the dugout, he turned to Tony and he went, I've seen the Little Big League so many times, man. I can quote that movie. I know all of your lines. And I was like, oh, damn, he's a big fan of Tony T. And so he's like, once I finish up, I'm going to come back and we can chat it up. And he lived up to that word. I gotta reach out to my boy Tim, who runs BBG Baseball Generations, because we got talking about Dominic Smith, JP Crawford. And I was like, have you heard of BBG? And he's like, oh, yeah. I run by JP Dom. And I was like, you should go out there one time. Like, you should check it out. And he's like, oh, I'd love to. I just need that invite. And I was like, well, lucky for you, I know the guy that runs the whole thing. So that shouldn't be that hard. So hopefully we could see Cole Tucker out there this year. I'm actually going to text the guy that runs it right after this, see if we can make that happen.
Yeah.
And
Dude, hell yeah.
also,
Beautiful. Get him out.
a new trend that I am going to keep doing for as long as I can get on the field. You know Nolan Shanwell, our first baseman, correct?
Course.
So, a
Of
fan,
course it is.
you remember this because obviously you're my co-host. You were here for this. Remember when the fan sent the Polaroid of me and Nolan Shanwell, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that fan got it autographed. And I was like, you know what? How funny would it be if I took this photo to the game on the field? Then took another photo with Nolan Shanwell holding that photo, and we just keep it going and going and going and going for as long as we can. So that's what I did. We are now on photo two, and I'm going to get that printed, and then we'll be on photo three
Yeah.
and photo four and five and six and seven, and it'll just keep going and going like a photoception forever.
I hope you can do it to the point where the original is legit. The photo within the photo, in the photo, of the photo with the photo.
Oh yeah, I hope it can go on forever and ever and ever. It'll just get more hilarious the more it happens. And we've been talking a lot of baseball, a ton of baseball. So I think we've pretty much covered everything I want to talk about baseball wise. I want to tell you about this audio, this trend that's been happening on TikTok. Have you been on
Which one?
dark fantasy TikTok?
Dark fantasy TikTok. That sounds a little sexual. I don't know what that is.
It does sound a little sexual, but it is not in any way. So it's
Enlighten me.
basically like Lord of the Ringsy type TikToks, I guess. That's the best way I can describe it. But I don't even care about like that aspect of it. I care about the audio that is attached to every single one of these dark fantasy videos. Oh my God, it tickles my
What's the
brain.
audio?
I
Really?
Let me play it. Hold on. This audio, every time I hear it, if I have the most amount of stress built up, it'll all melt away if I just hear this audio. So here you go.
That?
I can't hear anything.
Oh. Well, I'm playing it. I'm sure for the podcast listeners, they heard it, but my goodness, it sure gets me going. The hairs on my body rise when I hear that audio. And dude, I'm not even kidding. When I wrote the podcast notes for this episode, it like helps you lock in. So I just kept it on repeat the entire time I was writing the notes for this episode.
I'm glad it works. It's a sound, but it's also a trend. And it's like so the whole trend is called office siren. It sounds stupid because it kind of is. Do you know what it is? Have you heard of it?
No.
It's basically like hot city girl bullshit. So pretty much it's just hot girls wearing super small glasses. That's it. That's all it is. And it's like a club banger in the back of it with like an Egyptian warrior going.
What?
It's so fun. It's so funny, but it's lit. It's like a club. It just gets you going.
Office siren?
Office siren, yeah.
I have
There's
not.
like a some somebody made like a little edit to it of Lucy Liu when she was in Charlie's Angels, and she's like walking down the corridors and shit.
First
It's
I've
so
heard of it.
And yeah, it's so niche. It's so dumb though. But that's been popping up a lot for some reason.
All right,
All
well, that's our homework. You look up Dark Fantasy, and I will look up Office Siren. And same with
will
you,
do that as soon
audience.
as I will do that as soon as I get out of the pool. I'm
Cool.
at the beach though.
And for our audience, let us know if you're on either side of those TikTok trends. Let us know if you know what we're talking about. I also want to let y'all know what I'm talking about right here. I am doing a trial run of a mustache. I'm gonna let it grow out and I'm gonna see how I like it. Thoughts?
I think, you know what? I think you're gonna be able to grow it. I don't know if you're gonna like it though. Because you told me so much that you hate your own facial hair.
I mainly hate it around like my chin.
Here's the thing though. I don't think the ginger beard looks bad at all.
Oh, I
Because it
think it
fits
looks
you. Look at
terrible.
it. It doesn't, bro. It could be so much worse.
No, not really. I think ginger is probably the worst of the hair colors for a beard.
Okay, what if you instead let's color it, let's bleach it, or let's just go
See,
jet
that's a
black.
whole process, bro. Like, it's a
Oh,
process just to
just do just
grow it
for men.
out. Just to
You
grow it out is a process. Like the mustache, like at least I can handle it. Like, and I think two more podcast episodes will have like a decent look at this mustache. If you were here in person, you could see it. It definitely is noticeable if you're with me in person. But obviously, over this little camera right here, you can't tell.
was about to say you look like a like my toenail right now from this far back out here. But okay, so what's the setup of the mustache? You got it. Do you got it going right at the curvature of the lip, or do you have it going past it like a handlebar?
No, not a handlebar. It just stops right there at the curvature.
Okay. I should be able to rock it.
I think I can grow. I just want it to be full. I don't want it to be looking ridiculous. Once we have a good gauge of what this mustache is going to look like, we'll know if it's going to stay or if it's going to be shaved off. So,
You don't want to go with that Fidel type mustache where
nah,
you
I'm
guys
good.
shaved it off.
Nah, I'm all right.
For the viewers that don't know about that, little Kirsch had a mustache at like 12 years old for some reason. They
Yeah,
don't
I mean, all of you guys didn't like grow that little wispy
get
catfish mustache. You, Hobby, Alan, Art.
it. Mine comes out like stupid though, because it'll be the top portion. And then once it gets towards where it barely becomes a handlebar, it's just whiskers going out. And I'm like, well, what
I
the hell
know.
is this?
I know. I've noticed.
Dude,
And
it's
I
just.
want to see if you've noticed that I've been wearing your sunglasses that you left your last episode this whole time.
You know what? I can't tell because I just see a palm tree in the reflection. It's my screen's super dark for some reason. Let me try to lift it up. Are those the brown ones or the black ones?
They're black.
Yeah. See, I was wondering where they were because the entire time I've been here, I've been like this. Hi guys, can I get a drink real quick? And I'm like blind the entire time I'm here.
You didn't bring your Ray-Bans?
I don't know. They're at home.
Nah. I don't even know what
been borrowing.
kind.
Those are
I don't even.
Ray-Bans.
These are Ray-Bans?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait. Let me play. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me. Are those like aviator style ones?
Yeah.
Oh no, I got those in Italy when I went to Monaco.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't Ray all Ray-Bans say Ray-Bans.
Oh yeah, it'll have the little Ray-Ban. And oh dude, I found a fake Ray-Ban store today on our tour.
What, 20
Somebody
pesos?
was, I don't even know. Dude, it was a dude, things are expensive out here, guys. They know people want it. You know how much a bottle of sunscreen is here? It's $32, bro.
Jesus.
We're talking $32 for a normal like 5, 7 ounce bottle of sunscreen, whether it's a
Are
spray or the lotion. It's insane.
the beach cities of Mexico more accepting of dollars than the rest of Mexico?
Yeah, they are accepting of dollars, but what I have seen more than when I went to Puerto Vallarta was, I don't know how it was in Mexico, a lot of the exchange rates just honestly, they switch a lot around here. So at the beginning of our trip, I think the dollar was at 16 or 16 pesos to $1. And over the weekend, it dropped almost $2. So
Jeez.
$1 would have been worth like 14. And I'm pretty sure it's wherever you go. But for the most part, the norm, if they really want to make a sale, or if obviously they see you want to buy shit and you know you're either going to be a little bit short or you have US dollars ready to go, they'll just bite the bullet and they'll give you 20 pesos to the dollar, which is beautiful. That's ideally what it's always been.
Well, we've hit the
But
end of our podcast notes, and I want to know what plans you got post podcast. What are you doing after this?
post podcast, we're going to, I think we're going like a Benihana style dinner. They're gonna have a, it's like an Asian fusion kind of cook kind of eatery going. So they're gonna pull up the table in front of us. They're gonna cook it for us. Hopefully, do the little onion volcano on us. After that, we should be heading to another area here in Tulum. That's gonna be for tomorrow though. It's called Playa del Carmen, so that should be really exciting. And I'm hoping to go. Maybe take a couple more videos. I'll send them over to you. We're hoping to go eat some tacos just right off the pueblo, right off the street. One of those little hole in the walls, and just explore more. You know, make the most of it, man.
When do you
I've
come
been loving
back?
it down here. So I should be coming back on Wednesday. I think I get back in
Okay.
Wednesday night. I'm probably gonna
Okay.
land, I want to say like at probably like at eight or nine ish.
Okay, we're pretty much on the same beat because when you get back, I'm here Thursday, then I leave for Denver on Friday, and I don't get back from Denver till Tuesday. So it'll pretty
Oh
much be
shit.
swapped roles as you guys are listening right now. But we can do it Tuesday night, the pod for next week. I land at like 8 p.m., or we could do it Wednesday. It doesn't really matter.
I think I'd be able to make it on Tuesday, but if you need the time, I mean, I have no problem Wednesday. You know me.
Luckily, the flight is not long and I'm landing at the closer airport, so I should not be as destroyed from travel. I should be fine.
Oh,
And
nice.
so doing it
Beautiful.
Tuesday should be cool with me. And thank y'all for listening. And thank you, Mobo, for the effort doing this from Mexico. I mean, it was his idea, and I thought we were gonna have a guest in here this week and just, kind of do it last minute, figure something out. And he's like, why don't I just zoom from the beach? And I was like, if you want, let's do it. So it
See, and
turned
here's the
out good.
thing. I was worried because as soon as we were getting back from the ruins today, our tour guide had explained to us about the whole Playa del Carmen thing that we can kind of do. And my immediate group that I came with, they wanted to kind of do it today. But the thing is that I'm pretty sure we're at that point where everyone's tired, everyone's just heat exhausted, everyone's either drunk or just out of it, that they just want to rest a bit more. So I'm very glad we left that for later or for tomorrow. Because if not, I probably would not have been able to do the podcast today.
Well, may everybody rest up, sober up, and for everybody listening right now, like this up, subscribe. We will see y'all on episode number 73. And Mobo, continue to live it up in Tulum.
You got it, baby. Take care, guys. See you in the next episode.
Peace out. See you guys.